Hey everybody, Matt Knotts from the Anomaly Presents podcast, inviting you to join us for the Anomaly Film Festival. It's our fourth edition, November 3rd through the 6th, at the historic Little Theater in Rochester, New York. We've got so much great stuff for you. Tons of films you've never seen before. One you may have seen before, but never quite like this. That's Friday the 13th, 3 in 3D, amongst many other great surprises. It's the Anomaly Film Fest, anomalyfilmfest.com, November 3rd through 6th. We'll see you there.
I feel good!
Hello there. I'm an important British actor. You're listening to the Beer Review Journal on the Lunchador Podcast Network. Here are your hosts, Matt Knotts and McKenneth Blue. Enjoy!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Beer Review Journal, a beer podcast for the discerning imbibist. You know, beer rules everything around me. Bream, get that Marzen, dunkle dunkle pills, y'all. I'm McKenneth Blue.
That was impressive. McKenneth's been workshopping that since about 1 o'clock this afternoon, and I'm very proud of him. I'm Matt Knotts.
I was hoping that they would think it was just off of the dome.
Straight off the dome piece?
Straight up on my dome.
What was that?
I'm the rhinoceros. My lyrics are bottomless.
What's next? You got another one? Can you give me 16? Can you give me another 8? Six. Can you give me like 2?
So we've got a show.
Hop on, pop.
That we do. Arguably, we've got a show.
Yeah, it's been proven. We've done this upwards of 20 times.
Double that, in fact. Upwards of double that.
Ooh.
This is what, like our 48th show?
Sure. Who's counting? Not me. That's
sure. We should be. Don't you think?
Should we?
Should we?
Drinking doesn't math.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm actually very curious.
Oh, no.
Oh, thank God. It's only our 48th episode.
Okay.
I got worried for a second there it was number 50. And that it should have been more special.
Yeah. I can't wait till we hit a milestone and just don't pay attention to it.
Yeah. It's like, it's our 7,500 beer.
7,500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's our 11th beer.
It's Matt's third liver.
Yeah. Still gonna need that check to clear for the second one that I got you.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. When you spend the money and you get the David Crosby model, That's quality. And you can't put a price tag on quality.
And yet I did.
Yeah. And that was your fault. So that check may never clear.
Okay.
Well, also, if you don't see me for a while, that's, I totally got a new liver. And I'm just enjoying it in Bali.
Understood. Hitting up a tiki bar down in Bali.
Yeah, exactly.
A little old tiki, 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 tiki room.
Blew out my flip-flop.
I think we should try a beer, Matt.
I think that's a great idea.
What should we try? What we've got a couple of beers here in front of us. Tell me the name of the one that you want to do first.
I'm going to go with a beer from our good friends at Rising Storm, Kareem.
Get that money.
Marzen Dunkelweiser. What was your gig?
Dunkel Dunkel Pills, y'all.
There it is. Vanilla coffee cream ale.
Oh, that sounds delightful to me.
Shall we?
Mm-hmm. And a 1 and a 2 and a ready, set, go. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Ooh. I like the smell of that one.
So. In the past, this has been one of my favorite Rising Storm beers.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
How come? What's so good about this one, Matt?
It's an excellent cream ale, and then it's just, give it a sip. Tell me what you think.
I will do just that.
What do you think?
That's an interesting flavor profile. Let me chew on that one a little bit.
There's a lot going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's very smooth.
Yes.
It's got, you know, it's a very neutral, creamy. I mean, you feel dumb saying creamy for a cream ale, but it is what it is, right?
Well, when in Rome.
So it's not overwhelmingly coffee.
No, it's a suggestion of coffee, like a very strong suggestion.
Yeah.
It's like the sanctioning the central bank of a country in terms of suggestions. Like, you should not do that.
Yeah. I don't follow, but okay.
like if you're telling somebody that you don't want them to do the thing they're doing,
right?
A very strong way to suggest that would be to sanction the freeze the assets of their country's central bank.
That's a fair point. That's a very fair point. It's snowing again. My assets are frozen.
But this is an evergreen show.
That's right. Which is why I did the joke that you stepped on.
What was it?
I'm not repeating it.
Please do.
No.
Why?
No, I'm going to leave it for when you listen to this later.
Yeah, some of my favorite jokes of yours are the ones that I talk over and don't hear until I'm listening to the show. Yeah. Here's
I don't want to toot my own horn, but I find that I'm very funny when you talk over me.
I mean, it has to happen sometime.
So it leaves some breadcrumbs for people to listen to. It's kind of like, you know, when you see the Easter eggs in those Marvel movies you like so bad. You know, you see, I don't know, Doctor Strange's taint, and you're like, oh, that was in Spider-Man. Hey, he did it again.
Yeah. So Kareem.
Guardians of the Gooch Patrol. Kareem.
Get that money.
What do you think?
I like it. There is a lot going on here. So you get the... You do get the vanilla alongside the coffee. It is a fairly strong, strong is not quite the right word. Like, there is a coffee presence.
Yeah.
It's definitely there, but you also get that very light, crisp cream ale body. And then there's this silky vanilla current running through it.
Right at the end, right?
Yeah, but you also get some almost floral notes from the lagery ale-y base.
Yeah, and I think the coffee kind of plays into that too. This one's for our good friend Chris Lindstrom. This kind of reminds me of a double-double in beer form.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know, it's got the coffee to it. Mm-hmm. It's very smooth.
It's got the sweet.
There's some sweet. So it's everything I love about a cream ale and everything I love about a double-double in one cup.
Yeah. And you didn't even have to get in a car accident to get it.
Who gets in a car accident?
Isn't that how Tim Horton died?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could barely pry him out of that Lotus. I don't think they really did pry him out of the Lotus.
No. They just folded it over him and made it his casket.
I think he went underneath a truck, and then he was just like a smear of Marmite on the headliner.
Ew.
Pretty gross.
Yeah. His whole noggin turned into diarrhea like he was in a fucking Final Destination movie.
Well, that puts a pretty fine point on it, don't you think?
Yeah.
I guess there weren't any points left on him at that point. Yeah, but no, the Tim Hortons down by the KeyBank Center is interesting because it's chock full of Tim Hortons Sabre memorabilia.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know he played for the Sabres.
Uh-huh.
Yep. How about that?
Yep.
And how about these new fangled Rising Storm Brewing Company cans?
I like them.
I do too. They're still very uniform, oddly, but they're a little bit more distinguishable.
They are. They're more identifiable. Like when I was at the store today picking this up, I could find this easier than kind of squinting to see which variant it was, which was nice. Big fan of Rising Storm and all that they do, especially the Kareem. I got very excited when I saw this out.
Yeah.
Because it only comes out a couple times a year. And it's one I wish I could have more. It's like this and the Swarm are my two big go-tos. When they're out, I have to get it.
Yeah, next time the Swarm comes out, we gotta grab that one for the show. I haven't had it yet, and it sounds good. I want to try it. I'm always very excited to try new Rising Storm beers, but I don't typically go for them all that often, just because it's kind of a price commitment.
Yeah.
To sink into four beers that I run the potential of not enjoying.
Yeah. I
say that as somebody who has loved every single Rising Storm beer he's tried.
I was going to say, I have a pretty high success rate. So I know if I buy a Rising Storm, as long as it's flavors I like. So they've got like a blackberry mint or sage or something like that out right now.
Yes, the sage one. I think I'll give that one a pass.
Not for me. That's just not a flavor profile I think I'm going to like, so I'm not going to spend the $20 on it.
Yeah, I don't need a beer that I can, you know, set on top of a hot plate and get rid of ghosts in my house.
I just think of gravy.
Yeah.
Snatch that gravy up.
But like, you know, if we set the Wayback Machine to this past late summer, early fall, when we were talking about nocturnal rainbows, I wanted to call it Nocturnal Transmissions.
You almost
I know
did
that's
again.
Not correct.
I did that the whole show, remember?
You kept calling it Nocturnal Emissions.
Nocturnal Emissions, yeah.
Matt, come on. They're going to be our neighbors soon, hopefully.
It's true.
Yes.
Love you, Rising Storm. Love you every day.
Yes. And we all really hope that the sale of the Dacey Flour Mill goes through.
I think
by we all, I mean myself and Matt, certainly not our wives or our wallets.
No. Yeah. It is exactly equidistant from our houses, which probably tells you too much about where we live.
Yeah.
Not really though.
Well, it's equidistant and equine distant.
Yes, it's equine distance.
It's kind of far for a horse.
Yeah.
It's the dumbest fucking joke I've made on this show in a while.
That's just...
And also just not true, because horses can go way farther than that.
I would hope. I mean, it depends on the horse, right?
It's a fat fucking horse, and it's also carrying me.
It's next stop after that's the glue factory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mercy, mercy me.
That's tasty, isn't it?
Things ain't what they used to be. Oh, no. No, that's very good.
What were you expecting out of a vanilla coffee cream ale?
This, but without the floral note that I'm getting off the beer itself.
Yeah, are you bouncing off that at all? Or?
No, not really, because it's not overpowering. Like, there's not any one aspect of the beer that's overpowering the others, I feel like. Like, it's all kind of, you know, in producing terms, everything's in the mix.
Yeah, I can see that.
And yeah, it's just nice. I am surprised at the color, but I'd already looked it up on Untappd today.
Why did you spoil yourself?
Because I like to go into things with a little bit of research. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I mean, I finally watched Hereditary and Midsommar.
Midsommar.
But I Midsommar.
It's a me, Mario. Midsommar.
But I already knew everything that was going to happen. But it's about the journey, not the destination.
I suppose.
And other things that I could stitch on a pillow.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's nice and light and crisp.
Yeah.
I don't know
if crisp and clean and no caffeine.
I don't know if I'd want multiple.
No, that's the one thing I will say is this is a one and done sort of adventure.
Yeah, for me it is not sessionable.
No. And it's really just because of that sweetness.
Yeah.
I feel like this might be the end of the night sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, if you
It's a dessert.
If you're gonna have one beer, this is the beer to have.
Unfortunately, I programmed the episode and we've got two more to go.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited to see how these IPAs taste after all that coffee.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. You really blew them palates up good, eh?
Eh, what you going to do?
It'll be fine.
So, you know, we've said the Rising Storm, they're looking to purchase a well-loved and respected establishment or the building that used to house a Rochester establishment, the Daisy Flour Mill, and make a second location out of it. And I just to say, I really hope that goes through for them.
Me too.
Hey Penfield, New York, make it happen.
I think they passed. I think that the town board said it was okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think I saw that.
Oh, that's fantastic news.
Yeah.
I did not, I don't spend a lot of time on social media lately.
Yeah. I can't.
Because it's all just doom scrolling.
Yeah. I have to. I have to stay connected to the city as my part of being a public figure here. I'm big on Rochester Twitter. I don't know if you know that.
This is my city.
I'm starting to get Brian Posehn beard is what I'm noticing here, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Dye beard?
Hmm?
Hmm?
No, that's Steve Agee.
No, I know.
Yeah. No, it's all gray up underneath, so I'm starting to look like Brian Posehn more than my mom said I looked like Brian Posehn years ago.
Hey, Matt, why are you stealing my look?
Yeah. It's just been parallel tracks, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's one of the saddest moments of my life when my mom looked at me and said, "You look like that guy on Just Shoot Me." And I knew she wasn't talking about David Spade.
What was your first clue?
The fact that we were watching it and on screen was Brian Posehn. "You look like that guy on Just Shoot Me." Oh, good. Oh, good.
Would it surprise you to know that Martin Freeman and Jared Leto are the same age?
Yes, for the bit.
What about Nick Offerman and Matt Damon?
That one surprises me. I feel like Offerman would be younger.
How about Tom Cruise and Steve Carell?
Tom Cruise and Cthulhu. He's very litigious. No, yeah, I would know. Tom Carell and Steve who?
AG.
Oh yeah, those guys. Yeah, they're same age, right? They were on the Laura Silverman thing,
King of Queens.
You know what I found interesting about that?
What's that?
There's no monarchy in Queens.
Yeah,
it's a representative democracy there.
Oh, so how did he get to be the king?
I don't know. That's the difficult thing. I can't understand it.
Aha! The other fun thing about Rising Storm, a lot of them beers named after the hip hop songs.
They are like this one, which is named after Cream by
Get That Money Dollar Bill, y'all.
By the Wu-Tang Clan, I believe it is.
Yep. They're for the children and they're nothing to fuck with.
It's true. And other songs of that ilk. I love Wu-Tang. I need to say that out loud. I listen to them like once a week.
I am growing to like them more and more.
Yeah.
Ever since this past summer when I decided I don't know enough about 90s hip hop.
Yeah. I'm glad I could kind of.
And then I just started streaming it constantly every time I mowed the lawn.
Did you ever end up watching that Milton Berle, Statler and Waldorf thing I was telling you about?
Sure didn't, but I'll make a note of it this time.
Thank you, and good evening. And I want to thank you, Kermit. Thank you for your wonderful introduction. First time I've ever been introduced by an amphibious MC. Because you know what amphibious means. It means he can be dull on land or water. I feel great. I feel wonderful. I just got back from a pleasure trip. I took my mother-in-law to the airport. And while I was there...
Funny!
Uh-huh. I heard about them. It's beginning. You're the two guys that I heard about that heckle from the box, aren't you? There they are, ladies and gentlemen. Get a look at them. Starsky and Crutch. Yeah, don't start with me, boys. Don't start with me, please.
Hey, Burl.
What?
You know what? I've just figured out your style.
Really?
You work like Gregory Peck.
Gregory Peck's not a comedian.
Well...
Now, just a minute, please. I have been a successful comedian half of my life.
How come we got this half?
Look, did you come in here to be entertained or not?
That's right.
What's right?
We came in here to be entertained, and we're not.
Oh, yeah? I'd like to see you come down here and be funny.
You first!
The audience. Don't pay any attention to him, folks. He's the ninth child of a family of eight. Let me tell this story.
Hey, Burl!
Yes, what is it? What is it?
You know what you're doing wrong?
What am I doing wrong?
You're standing too close to the audience.
Oh, yeah? Well, how's this?
You're still too close.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this okay?
Yeah, a little more.
How far back do you want me to go?
You got a car?
I love it so much.
Yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that.
Did you come here to be entertained or not?
Yes! We came here to be entertained. Or not!
It's so good.
Yeah. We should probably drink another beer, though, eh?
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay. Hey, everybody, guess what? It's time for a quick break. Enjoy some arcade-style music.
Or not.
Or not!
A sad time together, sucking off each other at the demonstrations, making sure they make us straight, crushing one another with colossal expectations, depending on discipline, sleep and wait. She was a really cool kisser, and she wasn't all that strict of a Christian. She was a damn good dancer, but she wasn't all that great of a girlfriend.
Did you wait for me to
I did.
Open my mouth to, and we're back from the bar.
We did.
With another beer.
We made it back from the bar. We have another beer.
It's a beer in a can of beer.
It is a can of beer. It is Goose Island. We don't usually do Goose Island. It's a little
different. No, this may be our first Goose Island.
Yeah. And is it Built to Spill that has the song Keep It Like a Secret? This is Secret Bear Hug. Secret Beer Ooh. Hug.
Secret Beer Hug number one.
Number one.
Number one. Born in Chicago, Illinois, 1988. Chicago. Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. And help me take a bite at a crime.
So I get the feeling like if we drink these beers, this beer, mm-hmm. We're going to hate ketchup.
Okay.
We're going to be real into sausage.
Mm-hmm. And the bears?
The bears.
The bears. And Tekka.
And we're going to talk a bunch of shit about everybody. Because anybody I've ever known from Chicago just talks a bunch of shit about everybody.
Hey, yeah, you know them Chicago dogs.
Ready? Uno, dos, tres, catorce.
I'm not even holding mine, Matt. I was Googling. One, two, three, go.
What are you doing holding? Oh, boy.
I was Googling what was on a Chicago dog because I can never remember because it's such a stupid waste of a hot dog.
It's a Papa Seed roll, a beef frank, sport peppers. Onions.
This one appears to have slices of tomato on it.
Tomato. Dirt from the ground.
Peppercinis.
Those are sport peppers.
Mm.
Pubes.
Big old pickle, it looks like.
And a big old slab of pickle.
Yuck.
Hair and fleas and teeth and corn and pus and rice and flies and eyeballs.
12 beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. And this neon green relish or whatever that is.
Yeah. So this secret beer hug.
Mm-hmm.
The dossier that the bear on the can is holding, the bear wearing a cool pair of pink Wayfarers,
mm-hmm.
Says umbrella drinks in a can.
Wait for it. Wayfarers.
Umbrella drinks in a can. It smells very tropical.
Sure does.
Did you just take a slug of it?
I did.
Did you get ahead of the plot here, there, Pachango?
Mm-hmm. Sláinte.
Yeah, thanks. Same to you.
Hmm.
Interesting.
It is.
How do you feel?
Well, as an IPA, it's got that bitter backbone that I love so much.
Same.
And on the front of it, it's got a lot of nice tropical fruity flavors, which, you know, I would expect from a East Coast IPA.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got if you were to put a gun against my head, I would not be able to tell you exactly what fruit flavors I am tasting, but I'm also tasting coffee because we had some Kareem.
Yeah. You fucked our palates hard.
Mm-hmm.
You really,
how did I do that?
You done blew us up.
With what?
The Kareem.
Get that money.
Oh Lord. So yeah, it's still kind of hanging around my molars a little bit. But what I'm getting off of this one, and we're going to have to probably, oh, look at you with your pinky up like a gentleman. What we're going to have to do, I think, in the future is just set ourselves up with a little palate cleanser. We're going to have some kind of Triscuit. Oh, look at that face. That was like Colin Robinson. yeah, so there's a coconutty-ness to it.
Oh, really? I'm glad I'm not tasting that. Fuck me.
There's some mango in there.
Mango.
A little bit of guava, maybe some passion fruit.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, is there some Pog in there?
Yeah, there's definitely some Pog situation in there with a Pog situation. We're from Rochester.
Yeah, you got your Pogs in there.
I got the Pogs and some coconut and
slam that Pog there.
Slam that Pog.
Slam that Pog.
Get the slammer. Whichever ones flip over, you get to keep.
Hey there. It's me, your friend from Buffalo. How's it going?
Oh, hey.
Would you like some buffalo wings? Or maybe some pizza logs?
I'd love to. Do you have blue cheese or ranch?
No, but I got some fresh peas that I was growing on my bean arch.
Why didn't you tell me you have a good Joe Para?
I thought I had already done it for you in real life.
I don't think you have.
Oh, well, you know, sometimes it's just you keep things in your back pocket so that you can surprise your friend with them later. I made you this chair.
God damn it. It's a nice chair, Joe.
I carved it myself.
Looks very comfortable.
Well, I figured we would need a place to sit on all this land that I bought.
Why?
Why am I giving Joe Para talks? Do you spoilers?
Why are you so good at this?
Because I'm from Western New York.
I suppose that's true.
So it's not like a stretch of a fucking accent to do. It's just talk slower.
Do you know how hard it is for me to do the exaggerated Rochester accent?
Okay.
It's difficult. Because I got to try to keep it between the ditches or it turns into Wisconsin.
Yeah.
At least what I think Wisconsin sounds like.
Hello.
It also goes Canadian.
I'm Joe Para. See, my Joe Para teeters on the edge of being wildly problematic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Joe Para or Ironized Cody, and I don't like the second half of it.
No, and neither do I. I'm not trying to do it. But every once in a while, it's teetering.
Yeah, it's on the precipice.
Kind of makes you wonder about Joe Para.
Nah. He's just a Buffalonian. He's from what, Lackawanna?
Sure, why not?
Everybody from Buffalo talks like that.
See, the thing is, like, I've seen a video of him from college when he was, like, doing some sort of, comedy festival thing that he won.
Yeah. Jesus.
He was out of character, but it was not that different.
No.
It was basically just he spoke a slightly faster, like, by, like, 2%.
Not much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you spent any time in Buffalo? Yes.
Yeah, okay. It was basically the difference between, like, hi, I'm Joe Para, and, like, hi, I'm Joe Para.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's Tonawanda is what that is.
Yeah.
I went to school at Fredonia. That was every person I ever talked to.
Well, you know, it's just fun to get to go up there and make up a character and, you know, really embody a different person.
You know what I like about you, Allison? It's your accent.
Okay. Now we can talk a little bit more about this lovely beer from the great state of Illinois.
That is Chicago, isn't it?
Secret beer hug.
Chicago!
Chicago! Hey, you know the thing that's really great about Chicago is that you can drink some whiskey and fly too close to the sun on the wax wings on Comedy Central.
His podcast is good.
I didn't know he had one. What's it called?
The Boogie Monster.
Oh, Christ. I knew about that one.
It's a good one.
Yeah. I remember when I was listening to that a few years back, he gave his partner gave out a recipe for Southern biscuits that sounded really good.
Yeah, he I think sells that on t-shirts now.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know they were still doing that one. I gotta see if
Yeah. It's very similar to this show, except they're professional comedians.
Mm.
It's a damn good beer, isn't it?
Yeah, they bad.
I'm Matt Knotts.
And I'm a Kenneth Blue.
And I'm Matt Knotts. Sometimes when you stutter, you just have to break the cycle by completing it with a sentence you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when a song gets in your head and you complete it by singing by Menon. Same thing there. Like, you just get out of the loop by completing it with something you know. Yeah. So, yeah, this is a good beer. I'm excited to get to the next one because I feel like that's going to be the headliner for you.
Okay.
So.
See, I thought we started out with the headliner.
Well, here's the thing.
Okay.
By the way, we should start a BRJ drinking game.
Every time somebody says, here's the thing?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Take a drink of your beer every time you and McKenneth and I say, here's the thing. And then don't send us the bill for your copay.
Hmm. Yeah. I could have played another version of that earlier today when I was listening back to some recordings that I'd made. Drink every time somebody says some bullshit, or alternatively says, but at the same token.
Which is a bizarre phrase.
Yeah.
At the same token.
Yeah.
Because you visit tokens.
Mm-hmm. But the nice thing is I would be very drunk instead of furious, which is what I am. So...
Any lawyers in the audience, reach out to @McKennethBlue on Twitter. I had potato soup for dinner tonight.
Oh, wow. That sounds good. Like chowder?
It was. So here's the move. When you go to Aldi's next, because I know everybody goes to Aldi's, because if you don't, you're fucking up. There's Deutsche Küche brand harvest potato soup. And it's amazing.
No, it was what again?
Deutsche Küche.
Oh.
I believe it's German kitchen is the English translation.
Gotcha. and a Slava Ukraini to you too.
So Deutsche Küche.
Gesundheit.
Harvest potato soup is great because it's potatoes and carrots and leeks. And it seems like it's a cream-based soup, but it's not. It's like a chicken and potato soup that's pureed together, and there's little chunks of potato and carrots in it. Oh, it's great. It's great. However.
So, I was searching.
Oh, no.
I was searching German kitchen translation.
Yeah.
And I accidentally hit enter too fast.
Oh, no.
And it said, I searched German kitchen trans, and Google's telling me some results may be explicit.
You don't say. You don't say.
I do. I do. Jesus.
Sure, those results are delicious as well.
I'm loving it.
So, yeah, if you're at the Aldi next time you go, Deutsche Küche, harvest potato soup.
Oh, Gesundheit.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, Dieter's here.
Yes, I heard somebody talking about the Deutsche Küche.
Dieter, I have to ask you.
Yes?
If I say Deutsche Küche 3 times, are you summoned like Beetlejuice?
Yes.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear it. So how do you feel about harvest potato soup?
Oh, the one that is made by Deutsche Küche?
Yes, that one.
I think it is the best one.
It is excellent, isn't it?
Oh, it is so good.
And here's the thing. It's take a drink, everybody. It's $1.49, I think, a can.
Oh, that would be a steal at half twice.
Yes, I'm sure, yes. Dieter, it would be a steal at half the price.
Oh, you know what I was saying. It is a steal at half twice. I said it again. It would be a steal at twice the price.
D- Dude, you're the first German that's fucking dog shit at math.
Well, you know, my parents are both American.
What? Oh, okay.
Yes, my Uncle Fritz, he was living in Germany back during the war, you know, the second one, as we have established. My parents were raised in America. But then sometime around the 1930s or the 1940s, they immigrated back to Germany.
Interesting. That usually doesn't happen.
No, they had some very strong beliefs.
Mm. So, harvest potato soup.
Oh, see you, Dieter.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, we have to cut that one off before he says something terrible.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, harvest potato soup. It's a potato, carrot, and leek-based... It's not vegan, sadly. Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Sadly. Oh.
But...
All those poor vegans!
But it's delicious, and it's cheap. And if you get that in a crusty roll, oh my gosh. You are living high on the hog. The reason I bring it up is that after you eat it, though, about 2 hours later, you just burp up potato soup. Kind of like what you just did, yeah. But you're tasting potatoes and leeks, which is less enjoyable 2 hours after than when you're eating it. What I'm saying is this is a miscalculation.
No, I understand what you're saying. What I find interesting is, you know, after I do this show, I tend to burp up a bunch of beer flavors, but then I also have to attend to some leaks.
Excellent. I did that while you were putting the baby to bed.
She is still not asleep, by the way. No, it is 10:09 in the post meridian.
Good fucking luck tomorrow.
Mm. Well, tomorrow is a daycare day, so.
Well, good luck daycare.
Yep.
I have this one little baby sip of I was going to say soup. I guess it is a soup of a sort.
Yes, it is an alcoholic oat soup.
Oat? Wheat.
Wheat.
Barley.
I'll take two. I'll have two oat sodas, Gary.
Tropical beer hug.
Tropical beer hug. Now, Matt, why did you say that this one was going to be the headliner for me? What made you think that?
Because they make these in stovepipes. I picked this up at the 7-Eleven. And do me a favor, if you can, if you're looking at that can right there, can you read me the ABV on that?
Let's see. Goose Island Beer Company, 9.9% alcohol by volume. They do these by volume now?
Yes.
That's a lot of alcohol.
But
this is one for the daddies.
And I got ahead. I got so excited I opened it, so you're gonna have to do this one on mic.
Okay. And a one and a two. Why are you and ready, set, go. What was it we used to say?
Eins,
zwei, grip and rip it, baby.
Yeah. Ooh. That one made my ears crispy. Feel good.
Hey, this one was also born in Chicago.
Chicago. Chicago.
So this is the Tropical Beer Hug.
Home of the Dodger Dog.
Yes. You're never going there again. And the cheesesteak.
And poutine.
Successful sports teams.
Yeah. Ooh.
Hi-o.
I wish I'd known before earlier. We'll put some money on the Cubbies. Lightning struck that thing.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think?
It's a beer.
It's a
very strong beer.
It's just a beer? It's just a very strong beer?
Beer. It's beer. A very strong beer. It has some nice things to taste. It's sweet and bitter and tropical.
I have been so excited for you to try this one.
It's nice. I like it. I'm getting a little fusel alcohol.
I think that's our palates are blown out.
It's possible, but I'm really getting some rubbing alcohol on that one. Is that the fusel alcohol? Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have not up to this point gotten that out of this beer.
Well, and I don't think it's like it sat in a warm trunk or anything because it was like 20 out today.
Right. It was never hot.
Yeah.
But I just think we've had two beers that maybe, you know, fucked up the palate a little bit.
It's a strong possibility. But I'm enjoying what I'm tasting. Like, so
we may have revisit this one day.
It's stronger and a damn sight better than the Voodoo Ranger Imperial IPA.
Yes, I agree.
But it is still one of those, you know, reaching for the stars ABV beers. So the taste is somewhat secondary to the results.
So,
in my experience,
because I have not had that in the past with this one.
I'm not saying it's bad. I mean, I enjoy it, but like,
yeah, right there.
Yeah, you know,
bring it up against the boat. Jesus.
Hey, buddy, I've been drinking these beers very quickly, so I've got burps.
Do you want to re-eat that?
No.
Yeah, so this is one of the first ones that are high ABV that I've gone back for. Usually I fucking hate these things because they're just fusel alcohol and it makes me want to die.
Mm-hmm.
This one, not so much. This one usually, when you pick it off the shelf, I heard somebody, and this is probably inappropriate, but I'm going to say it. I've heard somebody describe these high ABV gas station stovepipes as bum IPAs. Mm. This is the best of that genre, like the Voodoo Rangers and all that, where they're running 9%, 10% a piece in a 24-ounce can. So that's where I am with the Tropical Beer Hug, is that it's a good high ABV beer.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the market for one that you want to drink until you don't feel feelings anymore, which, I mean, we're in the middle of a pandemic and at the precipice of World War III.
Yeah, you know,
sometimes
on the ring slick precipice of darkness, it's a long way down.
Yeah. So sometimes it's what you need. And this is a drinkable way to put yourself to sleep when the thoughts get too much. Boy, that's probably a little too real, huh?
That's dark.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt.
I'm not okay.
Do you want me to talk to Jess's therapist friend, see who she's got in her Rolodex?
We'll take that question offline.
All right. We'll circle back to that one.
Yeah, so... So that's
or we just won't respond when a good point has been made.
I'm laughing so I don't cry.
Yeah. You are. Oh, if it wasn't happening to me, I wouldn't believe it.
Boy, howdy. That got a little too real here, kids. Yeah, so Tropical Beer Hug. It's a good stovepipe beer that'll get you on the right side of business.
Absolutely. Absolutely positive.
Takes you right past the click.
Yep. Just past the clit and
God damn
you know, right where you want to get.
God damn it.
What?
Again, you did.
What did I say?
You did it to me again.
What did I say? What? Clit?
Dolly Parton has an NFT.
Ugh. Are they? Are, is it non-fungible titties?
Why is this Opie and Anthony all of a sudden? What happened?
Hey, man, I'm just asking some questions. I'm just doing my own research.
God damn it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm canceling myself. Oh, Jesus.
What was that?
It was a harmonica. We've gotten to the part in the show where I'm just looking at things that are in my desk drawer. Ooh, an old license.
You could sell that to a kid.
I know. And then spend years in prison.
Mm. It's not like they'll ever find you.
Yeah, it's not like it's got my address on it.
Is it the right address?
It's
not like it has your name or your driver's license number on it.
It's also expired.
It's not like a state identification number.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Lord of mercy. Ugh.
My mouth, very juicy for some reason right now.
Yeah, no, I've often said that about your mouth.
That's lovely, isn't it?
You just have this soft, juicy mouth.
Yeah. And a giant Brian Posehn beard. I'm really a looker. Let me tell you, I'm glad I'm married, because, boy.
Man, if you weren't.
I have to beat him off with a stick.
I mean, I know I'm beating him off.
Oh, God, I knew it was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen. It was only a matter of time.
Mm-hmm. I would stuff your sweet little mouth with so many sausages.
Hey, Governor Hochul is proposing permanent alcohol to go in New York State.
Woo! Can we do it like Louisiana? Where they'll give it to you.
Yeah.
In a to-go cup, as long as the straw's not in the top there.
My buddy Jake, shout out to Jake if you're listening. If you're not, still shout out to you because you're awesome. He would tell us about the daiquiri to go places, which was basically the drive-through daiquiri stand.
Mm-hmm.
Where they would make you a giant daiquiri in a Sonic cup, basically one of those big, huge foam cups.
Yeah.
Put the top on it, and then put masking tape across where the straw would go.
You know. Because masking tape is famous for its inability to be removed.
Right.
Let alone the top itself. I mean, it's basically you've handed the person that ordered that thing Fort Knox.
It's impenetrable.
And said, "Good luck, fucker."
Also my nickname in high school.
Fort Knox.
Impenetrable, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, that what?
I don't know. Clearly they weren't talking about your butthole.
Maybe they were. Who knows?
Not in my experience.
Oh, Lord. It's finally happened. I am finally at your level, McKenneth. 47 episodes in.
This is 48.
Bottomed out.
We've got two episodes until we have to do something special. Mm. Well, technically, we have one to record, and then the next one is supposed to be special.
What should we do for the special one?
I don't know. Wait a second. March.
Should we McElroy it and just never talk about it again?
I guess. It's March, Matt. It's March Madness.
March Madness?
Yes, it's March Madness.
March Madness, which means I get to pick the beers and we're going to do a power hour.
Oh, fuck me. But no, do you realize what it being March means?
Irish beers?
No.
What?
I mean, that too.
Isn't March when we started?
No, oh. February was when we started.
Oh, fuck me.
So we've been doing this for 2 years and we completely forgot to mention it.
Happy anniversary. That tracks.
Happy anniversary.
What is March, McKenneth?
that I was getting it, that we've been doing the show, we've been recording the show for 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we have. God.
Happy anniversary, baby. I got you a little something for me to wear. Is there anything, is there any gift greater to receive than a little something for her?
I'm just sitting here like an idiot going, you know, it'd be funny, like pasties, but they're pasties. So they're just like meat pies.
Yum, yum. Give me some.
Good Lord. This is fucking unlistenable. You said it, Gordy.
I don't know. I thought that last joke that I made was pretty good.
I wasn't listening.
It was the one where I said,
oh, how the turntables.
Oh, my goodness, my gracious.
You know what? This beer tastes like a headache.
I did completely forget to bring my Yeti up stairs as I usually do when we record.
Yeah.
So I am going to be drinking that when I go back downstairs.
I hope I can keep it together long enough to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess if I had to say how I felt about Tropical Beer Hug, I would say go buy it. It's good. It tastes good and it makes you feel good and better and great.
Yes. It's a perfectly good beer for $2.75 for a 24-ounce can.
Yeah. It's a tasty treat for your tummy and you'll enjoy drinking it.
You just
in your face.
Dave Hill.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Come back in 2 weeks for episode 49 when we drink some beers and possibly talk about what we'll do on episode 50.
Are we doing another episode?
At this point, I don't even know. I don't even want to be here anymore.
I don't want to be here anymore.
I don't even want to be around anymore. Yeah.
Why are we so tired at the end of this anymore?
Because, like, it's just, like, life and stuff. And I can't get to start a fucking episode until goddamn, like, 9:30.
Yeah, it's tiring. Like, I'm already four beers in by the time you decide to start.
Good gracious.
And I'm, like, shit hammered by the time we get to the end of it.
That's Remember not- when you said that February was going to be the NA beer month?
Yeah, but then, like, wars happened and like my kid doesn't wear a mask to school anymore and that's a fight and like it's a whole thing, so life.
Well folks, yeah, the whole world's a dumpster fire. We're fast approaching World War III. Hopefully it's not a nuclear holocaust, but if it is, you know, we'll be here to help you through it. One chuckle fuck at a time.
If the world is ending, let's raise a glass.
Yep. And I feel fuck like, Putin, am I right?
I think that's a Get Up Kids song.
Yeah?
Are they Get Up Kids?
No.
Have you ever listened to the Get Up Kids?
Unfortunately.
What?
Yeah, it wasn't a big, no.
You're incorrect.
Not my particular brand of emo.
Mm. When we're done, I'm going to play you some stuff off 4 Minute Mile, and you'll realize you were incorrect.
And I'll be sitting here cranking some Dashboard Confessional, and you won't be able to hear it because I don't have a fancy setup.
Ugh, Dashboard. Were you a Dashboard guy?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I have like their first four albums or so.
What's his real name?
Chris Caraba.
God, you got it.
I was gonna and then there he had a bass player named, wait, was it the bass player? I think the bass player was Johnny Loeffler and the drummer was Danny Bonebreak.
Really?
The last name was Bonebreak, and the first name was like a common name. It could have been Danny or Johnny or something like that.
Was it DJ?
No, I don't know.
Because he was an ex, I want to say.
But
we're trying to end the show, aren't we?
I have the Swiss Army Romance. I have The Places You Have Come to Fear the Most. I have Dusk and Summer, and I have the Fruit of Poison Trees. Oh, I think God. It's called.
Yeah, that's you were that emo guy, huh?
Yeah. Hmm. The places that you've come to fear the most.
Oh, Lord. All right. This has been the Beer Review Journal. I'm Matt Knotts. This is McKenna.
Your hair is everywhere.
Check out Beer Review JNL on Instagram, Beer Review Journal on Twitter.
Those are exactly backwards. He's at Dreaded Matt on those. I'm at McKenneth Blue on those.
Yep.
Check out the Lunchador Podcast Network, home of the Beer Reviewed Journal, Mimosas with My Besties, the Interstate Wrestling Podcast, the Food About Town Podcast,
Caleb versus
Mind
Self.
Of Magnus Archives,
Mind
Caleb
of Magnus
versus Self.
Coming soon, the Punches and Popcorn Podcast.
Because
there's nothing better than a bunch of peas into a microphone.
Plosives. Sibilance.
We love the plosives at the Punches and Popcorn Podcast. Coming soon, yeah, it's Enter the Dragon is our first episode. There's a spoiler. I think that's the first time we've ever said that publicly. So there Ooh. You go. It's coming soon.
What up, bitches?
Recording the first episode. Actually, while you're listening to this, we'll be recording that first episode. Whenever you listen to this. So it's like an eternal thing. It's like Schrodinger's cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So watch our podcast network.
Yeah, Lunchador Podcast Network. You can get them at Lunchador Podcasts on Instagram, at Lunchador Pod on Twitter.
Yep, get it in your ear holes.
Get it all over your face, neck, and chest.
That's right.
Just to recap real quick, the beers we did this episode were Secret Beer Hug and
Tropical
Beer Hug by Goose Island Brewing. And what was that last one that we did? The first one we did in the show, man?
Kareem.
Get that money.
Marzen pills, y'all.
I'm an important British actor. This has been a presentation of the Lunchador Podcast Network. We hope you have enjoyed. Cheerio!
Try everything, like Rausch beers and shit, I guess.
That's the thing we usually say.
Bye.